It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels, and we're joined by Natalie Press. Welcome.
Hey. Thanks for having me.
At the end of every year, part of what I do when I'm supposed to be on Christmas vacation is I scour that thing known as the internet, prepping for who's creating that proverbial buzz going into the new year. Who are the so-called artists to watch? And the name Natalie Press kept popping up, and popping up, and popping up. And it seemed like the UK press was all agaga over Natalie Press.
Yeah, they like really flashed quick.
I know you're from Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia Beach.
You moved to Nashville then?
Nashville, yeah, for 9 years, yeah.
And that? Yeah. Okay, bang. Talk about making the story.
Right.
Moved to Nashville for 9 years.
Yeah.
We know why. Music City.
Music City, songwriter town. I knew that was where I needed to be.
And worked for nine years.
Yeah. I finished college there and then just did the thing. Worked my butt off.
Did you go to Belmont?
No, I went to Middle Tennessee State.
We get a lot of Belmonts too.
Belmont.
Good music school.
Great music school. And I just wrote every day, recorded, did session singing, played for other people, played my own shows, and did the whole grind. But then I got so frustrated, I started making dog clothes. I started my own dog clothing company called Analog Dog. I did that for a while.
And now, did you start to get a little traction with that business?
I did. Oh, my God.
That makes it even tougher, right?
Yeah. I was almost like, oh, is this what I should be doing? And I started, like, researching, like, you know, sewing companies that could help me with, you know.
Grow the business.
Yeah, grow and just, like, researching how to start a small business. And I was getting really serious about it. But you know what? It's music. I mean, it's what I really wanted to do. I had to do it.
We've had enough time to find what we are. There's no reason we should be walking in the dark, but now we should know just how cruel love can be. You take so long to say it, it only makes it harder. You're pushing me away. Oh, farther and farther you pretend as if you don't know how it's bringing me down. Ooh. Why don't you believe in me? Oh, what did I do? Because you need something new. You wish I was with you. Try to remain constant like a flowing stream, and I try my best to be all that you need. Oh no, please don't you close the door. Won't you take a step back? Because I wake up all alone. All my nights keep getting harder. I wanna call you, but I don't. I want to be smarter. I'm afraid to make my next move, and it's bringing me down. leaving me. Oh no, what did I do? And now that you're leaving, because you need something new. Oh, you wish I was with you.
Take me through how
it's pretty wild.
Some of this stuff started to connect.
Right. Well, it started with, I got a random call to audition to be in Jenny Lewis's band.
Yeah, how does that happen?
Yeah,
seriously,
right.
I mean, who made that connect for you?
A mutual friend.
Okay.
So a friend of ours, and she's an amazing artist as well, Odessa.
All right.
She moved from Nashville to L.A., and became friends with Jenny. Jenny was looking for an all-girl band at the time. And and she was just asked Odessa, like, I can't find anybody in L.A. that can commit to this. Do you know anyone in Nashville that can? And my name was in the list. And then I got the call to audition. And, yeah, auditioned via iPhone, filming a video of me and
really?
My friend Megan McCormick, who is still in her band. Yeah.
And they got a sense of, there's something here. This isn't bad. Might be worth a flight.
Right. Yeah. And Megan and I both got the gig. We got on a plane from Nashville to LA, did rehearsals for about a week. You know,
you had to throw yourself into that week.
Through it. Yeah. Yeah. And it was just, you know, there was like a part of me that was like, oh, is this me giving up my solo career? Like, but, you know, I just knew, like, I'm such a fan of Jenny, and I just knew it was a really great opportunity, and I could learn so much from her and her team, and I was like, I have to do it. Like, and then it kind of turned into, well, maybe I'm a sideman. Maybe this is my destiny, you know?
Not bad when it's with Jenny Lewis.
Not bad. Yeah, not a bad gig at all. Yeah, she's incredible.
Yeah, because you had to feel so simpatico.
Yeah.
You know, you really did have to, I'm assuming, feel like, hey,
mm-hmm.
Thank you, and
exactly.
Thank you again, because
exactly.
it had to be the kind of experience you'd want to have in a touring band.
Exactly, yeah. It was like Stella got her groove back, you know, like it was like got me back into like, yes, this is me, this is what I need to do.
A confidence builder, and you also got perspective on
exactly.
what a national tour is going to require.
Exactly. Yeah, and totally invaluable experience for me. Each day I wait, and the pain is always following me. Oh, I just won't do with someone new. Ooh, can't you see that the search, it's not over until you're over lying next to me. Oh, I just won't do until I find a clue and we're back how we used to be. Ooh, even if I wanted to, I never, never could get nothing left for me to do. Can't erase all that look on your face as you turned and walked away from me. Haunting me. Ooh, oh, even if I wanted to, I never, never could get
Where do you make the connection with Matthew E. White?
Well, Matt and I actually grew up together in Virginia Beach. We were kind of acquaintances. He was a little older than me. And, you know, when you're young, that makes a big difference, you know, just a few years. But we were in the Virginia Beach music scene is really small. I started a band in middle school and early high school. And when I left that band, Matt took my place. Oh. So that's how I met him. I was like, who is this really tall Birkenstock hemp necklace wearing guy taking my place? You know,
who does he think he is?
No, that's great. I mean, it was awesome. And then we just kind of loosely kept in touch. I was such a fan of his guitar playing and just his whole vibe. He was in this folk rock band that I loved, the Great White Jenkins. And then when they would play in Nashville, I would always go to the shows. So we just loosely kept in touch that way. But I was never aware of his producing or arranging skills. I didn't know that was part of Matt, you know? And
he's a Virginia Beach guy.
He's a Virginia Beach guy. Yeah, it's like, right. I didn't know. You know, I was in my Nashville world doing that. He was in Richmond, like, doing his thing. Like, so we were pretty, you know, separate. And then we got reacquainted by a mutual friend, James Wallace. And James and Matt did a record together. James asked me to do background vocals. I listened, you know, when I was listening, I was like, what is this? Who did you do this with? And he was like, Matthew White from Richmond. And I couldn't believe it. I was like,
I know that guy.
I've known him since I was like 13, you know.
And that's kismet.
It was pretty crazy. And James was like, you guys should really work together. Like, you guys would really, you guys have the same, you're on the same page. You love the same music. You know, this would be a really good fit. And, you know, at that point I'd been in Nashville for about 5 years doing the whole shuffle. And when Matt and I started to get to know each other and talk more and more and like take it a little more seriously, like, yes, this needs to happen. It became really meaningful for me to like, I'm going to go back home and do this with these people that I know from my hometown and that I grew up with. Like, that just seemed like the right thing to do.
There are trees, there are clouds, many shadows and crowds. There are dreams, there are doubts, there are whispers and shouts. And the snow, it formed a crown upon the silvered mountain king. But there's only one thing that I need. Sandy glass stained with red, birds with porcelain wings, in a house filled with books that nobody reads. All the answers of the world, they need a reason to be true. It is you, it is you. And the sun will sing its song, and the moon will always mellow, and each day as my life it goes on, it has all been a ruin without you. Broken bells try to chime, guitar with no strings, and pearls in the sea that will never see rings. All the answers of the world, they need a reason to be true. It is you, it is you. I do my best. on my own to see the beauty abound. Glass of wine at my desk whenever you're not around. And I've learned that there's a key inside and only one will do. Oh, it is you.
We were all just laughing. Our first show together as a band was in Dublin. Like, what is happening?
Yeah, what? Yeah. 9 years in Nashville and your first real gig on the record is...
in Dublin.
Who's your agent?
I know. Are you crazy? Yeah. No, but it was worth it. I mean, the CD release show was in London, which was so fun.
Okay,
that was
now
amazing.
You and I both know, how's... This is not what you planned.
But not at all.
In a sense, it's really just getting started, per se.
Right.
And if you've already got a nice full calendar to July, you would anticipate that that's going to fuel, knock on wood, more interest and more growth and more good things to come.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hope all this fairy tale continues to happen for you, Natalie.
Thank you so much.
This is good stuff. You deserve it.
Thanks, man.
Well, thanks for coming out because honestly, every artist works hard and every artist, we love the fact that whatever we can do to help them. But in hearing that tale of, this coincidence and this friend, it's a great story of it. It was sort of meant to be in some ways.
Right, yeah.
Now you got to pull it off, kid.
I know, right now it's up to me.
It's up to you, kid. Go break a leg. It's Natalie Press. The album is self-titled. It's out now, and we really want to thank you for coming by. This has been a fun session.
Thank you so much, Sky. It's awesome.
It's 88.5 KCSN.